Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 56, The Seven Bowls of God's Wrath. Revelation chapter 16, verse 16 through 21. We're in the last half of the tribulation period, and what we see in these verses is actually the tribulation period coming to an end. Verse 16 says, "Then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon." This is the Battle of Armageddon, where Jesus returns and defeats the nations of the world. Verse 17, "The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, 'It is done,'" or "It is finished." Who spoke these words? We don't know. It could have been God himself, or it could have been an angel. But it reminds us all of what Jesus said on the cross when he says, "It is finished." This concludes this age in history. This is the return of Jesus. And as we will see, it comes with a massive earthquake. Verse 18, "Then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and a severe earthquake. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since man has been on earth. So tremendous was the quake." We've seen a lot of earthquakes in the book of Revelation. This earthquake is distinctive in that it announces the return of the Lord, and it's the most massive ever. 19, "The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed." The great city is Babylon in context. We'll see that coming up here. God remembered Babylon, the great. That's why I believe it's the great city is Babylon. "And gave her the cup filled with the wine of his fury, of his wrath." Babylon is the capital of the Antichrist kingdom. Most prophetic futures believe that somewhere along the line, the Antichrist moves to Babylon in Iraq and sets up his kingdom. Now, Babylon is a literal city today. It's a small city, pretty close to an adjoining city, but it's more of a tourist site. It wouldn't take much for present-day Babylon to turn into something important, especially when you have the devil behind the Antichrist. Verse 20, "Every island fled away, and the mountains could not be found." This is a major earthquake. This is probably more than just one earthquake. This is a multitude of earthquakes all transpiring at the same time. Verse 21, "From the sky, huge hailstones, about 100 pounds, 100 pounds, these are huge hailstones, fell upon men, and they cursed God on account of the plague of hail," because the plague was so terrible. Now, chapter 17 and chapter 18 speak of the fall of Babylon. It backs up a little bit because we've seen the fall of Babylon mentioned here in chapter 16, but it will be elaborated on in the next two chapters.